Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
When the reincarnation of Nebuchadnezzar in the form of the Antichrist, full of the devil, comes on the scene and demands by the law that you bow down and worship him. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important for us to grasp this fact. There is no other God in heaven and in earth to worship that is worthy of that much authority and that much power.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again here on Revive Radio. Let's get back into the continuation of this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is part two from American Idols. Let's get back into the word with Pastor Rogers today.
Music has a powerful emotional stir upon the hearts of people to comply with whatever that it is. I could play some songs right now for some of you in this building, and while you may not appreciate the 90s tunes, you'll sit there with your hands folded and say, I can't even understand what they're saying. Or you'll say the 80s, it had no appeal to me. But if I kicked up some 70s, oh, I feel a stir in here now. Or I kicked in a little 60s. And for some of you, some 50s. Do I need to go on back? Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. I'll see people who won't dance in the Holy Ghost, but will. Because it appeals to my emotion. Come on, somebody. I mean, our little granddaughter has now found a little musical box with our picture that Rita's had on the refrigerator now for years. And when you press the button, a little song plays. And she found it for the first time the other day. And she pushed the button and kept pushing the button. I want you to know this is between me and her. But she said, ain't nothing like the... And Adeline said, hey, hey. She wouldn't even let it play through. She just kept pushing the button. Ain't nothing, ain't nothing, ain't nothing. I'm not a dancer at all. It's like Rita said, come on in here and... I said, I can't cut the rug. I'm a 2x4. But something about that stir right there in that song said, I can lean into it just a little bit. See what I'm saying right now? I couldn't get a breath out of you a few moments ago, but just a little bit of something. Oh, Pastor, I tell you what, I'm too hot. Listen, I punch the right button on you, and you will bow down and serve whatever that it is if you're not careful. That's the reason you got to be careful, young people, what music you listen to, because it's either taking you to the Lord or taking you away from the Lord. There's some bubblegum music out there. I call it bubblegum music. Love songs. I don't have no problem with love songs. But I do have a problem with lust songs. Ooh, can I go ahead and say it? Your kids that are following Cardi D or B or whatever her name is. I just want you to know that I've read the lyrics to that song. And if everybody in America read the lyrics to that song and what it actually said, you wouldn't be bumping and grinding to that stuff. Nor would you let your kid... I'm sorry. They only talked about that back in Babylon. And these, you know, there's accusers in every generation. Can I preach a little bit here before we go home? There's accusers in every generation. Can you imagine the music played in the plains with 300,000 people, and when the music started, whoosh, they hit the ground. And right in the middle of that whole group of people stood three guys Daniel apparently was somewhere else in the providence doing something else. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, where their faith was put on trial that day, because they remember in their mind when they read the Torah, then they read the word of God, thou shalt have no. He didn't say some. He didn't say a or the. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. No entertainment gods, no sports gods, no popular political gods, no religious gods. He said, I don't want you to have anything between me and you. And here comes these Chaldeans, the Bible says, these Babylonians. They were on the ground. They said, did you see? Let's go tell the king. And these accusers, because you know you got some, waiting around for just for you to mess up so they can blow it on social media. Come on, somebody. They went to the king. Oh, king, live forever. We did what you said, but these guys went to church today. Now, I know we're sitting in Florida, but in California right now, where churches are having to put it on the line and pastors are saying, we don't care what the governor said, we're going to have church. They're still getting fined today, thousands of dollars, but somewhere you got to draw the line and say, everybody else can bow, but I'm going to stand for the King of Kings. And the king was so polite, he brought him in. This is the same king who put hot pokers and fire into the eyes of Zedekiah and commanded the destruction of all of Judah. He says, listen, boys, is it true that you guys came in here and whenever the music played? I mean, you're my employees. You're on my political team. I set you up in government official leadership positions. And are you telling me, is what they're saying true, that you didn't bow down when everybody else bowed down? Nice, King Nebuchadnezzar said, now listen, I'm going to give you one more chance, but I want you to know I'm not going to fine you. I'm going to kill you. Talk to me, somebody. I want to know right now. You better make up in your mind right now. Pastor, it would never come to that. I heard somebody say the other day, well, these things won't happen in America. The devil is a lie. I'm telling you, it's coming faster to America than what you believe. And guess where it's going to start? It's going to happen right in the house of God, where your faith is put on trial and you're going to have to make up your mind. And I just want to let you know that long before Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the furnace, they had already made up their mind. We're not bowing. We're not going to burn. But if that happens, if it does happen, we're still not going to bow. You better make up your mind before you ever get there. It's true, Nebuchadnezzar, we didn't. Well, he said, I'm going to give you a second chance, and whenever you hear the music. I'm amazed. Let me just put this in here. I'm amazed how that people will do all sorts of things in music inside of a church, but when the word comes, they don't have no time for that. Are we worshiping the means to the end? Come on, somebody. And at the risk of these three boys, watch this. This is the challenge that's coming to America and to American Christians. At the risk of them losing their jobs, their finances, their homes, their reputations. Wait, I don't believe God would ask me. He's asking you right now, where are you going to be? They stood up and took a stand for Jesus Christ. Now I want to hit this and I'm out the door, because these are the three words that express the unmovable faith that we all need right now. In verse 17 and 18, if it be so, King, if you throw us into the fiery furnace, if it's so, our God whom we serve, we don't just worship him on Sunday, we serve him on Monday. Come on, somebody. Have I got any servants of the Lord Jesus Christ in here? I'm not talking about you come in here, lift your hands, and then you go out the door and we live any old way you want to. He said, the God we serve, that God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace and will deliver us out of your hands, O King. Come on, somebody. But I'm going to tell you, here is the phrase, three words that you need to get in your vocabulary right now. Because just because that you serve the Lord and worship the Lord does not mean you're not going to have to face your own fiery furnace of faith on your job, when you're ridiculed, when you're said, when they tell you you can't be speaking about that around here. Listen carefully. A school teacher was beheaded this past week in Paris by a Muslim radical for holding up a cartoon of Muhammad. You let that happen with Christians in America, and you would see rioting in the streets like you've never seen. But I'm going to tell you, these three words you better have in your vocabulary right now. Before they come to your daycare and say, you know what, you can't teach anymore that Christian principle and character anymore. You better hear what I'm saying. Several years ago, this church voted on amendments to our Constitution to say that there will be no homosexual weddings and no ministers in this church that will perform any kind of same-sex marriage after 2015, nor will there be any hiring of anyone in the teacher's position at Pace Christian Academy, because this is not overt, but this is absolutely in the front as a Christian organization. We're not just a nonprofit 501c3. We are the Church of Jesus Christ, and there's a standard that we will not bow and we will not burn. Now you better hear this, preacher, because if you don't like that kind of church, you better get up and run out of here fast. And believe me, there's plenty of churches that will let you sit in there and feel very comfortable on your slip slide down to hell. But I came to poke you, prod you, and find out today, where is your faith? Because when this world is on fire, I need to know who I can count on, and I need to know that God is your God regardless of what the enemy said. Come on, somebody. Have I got anybody in here today who's going to take a stand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked into the face of the king and said, but if not, if I do have to go through the fiery furnace, if I do have to face the trial of my life, if I do lose my job for my Christian, y'all ain't talking to me now. If I do have to put my paycheck on the line, if I do have to withstand the attack of the enemy, if I do have to go into the fire, but if not, we will not serve you or this system. You better make up your mind today. I came to tell you what the profile of a true Christian who's going to stand in these days is all about. Here's number one for you. A true worshiper has no alternative to worship but God. Come on, somebody. No place for a believer to go. Come on, stop just a minute. I can't remember all the lyrics to that song you were singing. When your back's up against the wall, and it looked like it was over. See, I didn't know they was going to sing that song this morning. And I thought to myself, standing there listening to it and worshiping with it, I thought to myself, they're singing the siren song of my sermon here today. Because when your back's up against the wall, now anybody can sing it in here. But hit those doors and go on your job tomorrow and live for Jesus Christ. Because when your back's up against the wall and you look like it is over, there is no alternative but God. David declared, where can I go from your presence? Peter said, we can't leave you. You have the words of life, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Has the Lord saved you and forgiven you of your sins and cast your sins as far as the east is from the west? Has he ever brought you out of the hospital and healed your body? Has he ever raised you up? Has he ever blessed your life? Then who are you going to attribute that to? To your own education? To somebody's help? I say to you that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be here right now. You have no alternative but God.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.